opinion, he has put any of those concerns to rest. And during his press interviews last week when he was visiting our district, I really appreciated the transparency and his willingness to sit down and talk with anyone who might have questions about that. And that was also one of the characteristics that we wanted in our next superintendent as well, you know, someone who is transparent. You know, we can always focus on certain parts of someone's past, but I'm really choosing to focus on a more important part of his past, and that he is a former Missouri Superintendent of the Year. And so we're really lucky to bring someone with his credentials to our district. I think we're entering a really exciting time for our district.